Following the recent killings of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd, North Tulsa resident Sandra Slate and her family are having talks about being Black in America. In her audio diary for KOSU, Slate talks about her worries as a parent and how these events are affecting her kids.
I'm Sandra Slade. I'm a friend, a co-parent, a daughter, a sister, a resident of North Tulsa. At the start of COVID-19, I was anxious about my 13-year-old daughter coming home early from a student exchange trip in Costa Rica and making the drive to get my 18-year-old son from college as the numbers were rising and restrictions were being made on life. In the blink of an eye, I went from working in an office to working from home. That same week, I went from going to shows and open mics for comedy to doing comedy online. Distance learning is happening for both kids, working from home at my desk, in my pajamas, making meals, watching movies, occasionally even the news. For mind and body exercise, my 13-year-old takes up yoga while my son and I go running. But all that changed after Ahmaud Arbery's vicious shooting. I made the decision for us not to go running and to have the talk that I always have to talk, the talk that my white counterparts never have to with their kids.
Yeah, I just want to talk to you all about the recent event that's been going on, you know, with Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd. You know,
the talk about how people may love things about your culture and the aspect of you, but still fear you for the color of your skin. We had to have the talk again about the dangers of just being yourself and your skin. My son asks, but if we stop running, aren't we feeding into the fears? And I understand this, but no, we're still not running. The next day is starting, and then reports about Breonna Taylor's murder at the hands of police are on the news, and my 13-year-old is looking to me to make it make sense, and I can't. Again, we have the talk to be mindful of your skin, be mindful of your surroundings, on how no one has the right to take your life, liberty, or your pursuit of justice, when it's always seemingly taken from just us.
But because of the color of your skin, you still have to watch yourself being out and amongst the public, around police officers, and I want to know how you all feel about that.
I feel that we should just be treated like other people.
As a stand-up comic, it's getting harder to try to write jokes in the midst of this. One day while trying to edit a comedy sketch, my son comes in and shows me the video of Amy Cooper and her bogus call to the police about Christian Cooper, a Black man, supposedly threatening her. And here we are again, going to the couch to have the talk about why this is wrong and what to do in this situation, and also trying to figure out how to truly help them through these continual issues about racism. Hoping for an end to the COVID pandemic and ready to breathe again, George Floyd's murder is plastered and streaming on every platform, and I'm trying to figure out how to disable the internet in my house because I gotta stop these images from getting to my kids. I'm so tired of these talks. I'm ready to scream, to yell, to cry and holler, but I have to do parenting on how people see you but don't actually see you. How people don't understand that an interaction with the police may end up being a deadly one. And I have no words for this public brutality. And on the anniversary of the Tulsa massacre and the peaceful protest, I am sadly thankful my 18-year-old has a stomach issue and can't attend the protest because he's a Black male, and what if? But I do take the 13-year-old and we talk about all the businesses that once lined these grand streets. But in the midst of this, I'm still trying to understand how to give my kids a good sense of self, of humor, and how to navigate in this world. And I'm still trying to come up with an answer to the question, who do you call when it's the police that are doing the crime?
This audio diary was produced by KOSU's Caitlin Mills and Matthew Viriapa as part of the America Amplified Initiative. America Amplified is a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.